Belinda and ABC Audio present this unabridged recording of Waiting for the Storks, written by Katrina Nanastad and read by Imogen Sage.
I wake in the middle of the night, my heart racing. A truck is driving past, wheels rumbling on the cobblestones. Dogs bark. Soldiers shout in German. People cry out in Polish. Uncle Stanislaw pops into my head once more. Did the Nazis take him away in a truck? Was he alone? Or did they let him stay with his friends from the university? Was he cold? Was he scared? Did he cry out for Auntie Barbara? I clutch my doll, Anna, to my chest. Poor uncle, I whisper. The street is quiet once more, but now I can hear another sound, a soft murmur coming from Papa's workshop below. It's Mama and her students. 3 times a week, 6 big girls and 4 big boys sneak out at night for secret lessons in literature and history. Mama calls it her high school of the dark. They can't meet in the daytime because it's against the law for Poles to go to school. Even a strange homemade school that meets around the cutting table of a tailor's shop. But Mama says keeping our young people educated is one way we fight the Germans. Our Polish soldiers use guns. Tata uses his needle and thread. Mama uses books and words. Mama fights her war through me too. She teaches me at home because even the schools for small children have been closed. The Germans think all we need to learn is counting and how to obey orders. Just enough to be able to work in their factories, on their farms, in their houses. Just enough to be slaves. But Mama says everyone deserves a good education, no matter if they are destined to be a bricklayer or a doctor, a kitchen maid or an opera singer, a cleaner of pig pens or an engineer. Because only when we have an education do we have choices. Only when we have an education do we have control of our lives. So Mama teaches at home, me and her big students, but all in secret, because the Germans get angry when people ignore their rules. I wish I could go to school, a real school, with lots of other children, not just to learn, but to have friends my own age. But by the time I was 7 and ready to begin school, the Germans were already here, ruining everything.